Okay. All right. Glass House. 1982. 30 dozen. Watching it on the film here. What kind of memories does it bring back?
Bring back a whole lot of memory. Even looking at my boy Fayaya, how he moving up and down.
And this is a guy you knew from YMO?
From YMO. I met him. I didn't even know him back then. Mm-hmm. But to see now where we was then and how far we done came, oh, man, that's just like old 57 against one of the new vets. You know, it's totally different. But I still stay with the old 57. The new vet is all right. But he always gonna be that butt in there.
You said you remembering how crowded and hot it was?
Oh, it's crowded, hot. Right now, you don't even get the wall to sweat up and on when you go see the bands now. And when they took a break, they took an hour break, probably 45 minutes, just say 45 minutes an hour. The new bands and them now, they take 2 and 3 hour break. And then when they come back, they're on there and play 30 minutes. But the way they was rocking, you see, they don't take no too many breaks. Only 2 breaks they going to take.
That's right. Yeah. Explain what you mean by the wall sweating.
The heat in it. Humidity be all the way down. I ain't know nothing about humidity till you hit the glass out. You wet. The people around you wet. Even the guys who playing the horn, dripping wet. You know, it's like you just got out of the shower and put your clothes on and didn't even dry out. That's it. I'm telling you. If you lean on a wall, it's wet. And now in the day, they have more luxury and they don't even appreciate it. Because as you could see, everybody in there in the glass house was dancing. Today, when you go, mostly people sit down. I'm not used to sitting down. I'm used to doing just what I'm feeling it, the band feeling it. Tune in with whatever instrument you want. Get there. Y'all go to feeling the vibe, and it's on.
Mm-hmm.
But today, the bands, and I'm not really feeling it. That's me talking. Everybody mm-hmm. have their different and own opinion.
Mm-hmm.
But when they feeling it, you will know. AJ, even if you look at the tuba player, his eyes closed. His eyes not on nothing. He in the zone.
Mm-hmm.
You have to get to that zone. Once you get to that zone, it's on.
Yeah, we were looking at a few of the dancers on the film, and you said there was your friend Fayaya, that he was bucking, he was rolling. The other guys, you talked about them doing a routine. Explain what you mean by that.
Well, they go out to the park, they hold their group.
Oh, this is the Mellow Fellows, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And they bring a radio, boom box. They play the second line music, and everybody do the same routine.
Uh-huh.
Second line, to me, when I was introduced to it, wasn't no routine. It was a natural. You feel the music, that's what you do.
Mm-hmm.
Once you go to doing routine, you ain't doing nothing.
And then and what you saw them doing here on the dance floor in the video looked like a routine they had all learned?
Correct. Mm-hmm. Routine that they learned. The music way ahead of them. They in the back just doing the routine. They ain't even feeling the music. They mm-hmm. wasn't feeling the music. So that's why me, myself, personal, if I was to show somebody something, first thing I tell them, catch you a beat.
Mm-hmm.
What you mean? What instrument you hear playing? Oh, I hear a tuba. Stick with the tuba. Do you feel it? Yeah, you like it? You sure you like it? They say, yeah. Hold that beat.
Mm-hmm.
And once you go to learning how to feel the music, the rest gonna be a natural.
Mm-hmm.
Then you throw your own into it. Routine, you move. Because if you stick with a routine, oh, you're going to do a routine.
Mm-hmm.
You ain't feeling nothing. You ain't showing nothing. And you sure ain't saying nothing.
Mm-hmm. What did you say earlier about, like, opening the door and just letting it flow?
Oh, once you're in your zone,
mm-hmm.
I call it my comfort zone.
Your comfort zone?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You feeling the music. You, me, myself, personally, I tune into any one of them that's going off at that time. That's what myself, me, myself, I could stay ahead of the game.
Mm-hmm.
Close my eyes. Don't even think, because if you go to thinking, I can visualize all my moves. So what I do, I just close my eyes, don't think about nothing, and just open the door and let whichever move won't come out,
mm-hmm.
I let it out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but today, everybody won't do the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
But just like I tell them, if you do any move I do, I don't mind. All I ask you to do it well. And some of the guys, they does it well.
Mm-hmm.
And I like it. That way I get a chance to sit back and watch some great dancing.
Mm-hmm.
And when I don't feel like dancing, you know, give me that privilege sometime
mm-hmm.
to sit back and watch a great dancer and really enjoy it and say, yeah, he got mm-hmm. it. Yeah, she have it.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
And I would love to hear you talk again, too, about leaving the glass house and getting home and like the steam and the sleeping and getting up and going to work and like all that sacrifice you went through just to come here.
I did a whole lot of sacrifice, trust me. Getting up at 4 o'clock in the morning, leaving the glass house around by 1:30 or 2 o'clock in the morning, get home, have time, take a shower, get a bowl of cornflake and milk. Later on, look like 20 minutes you're back up. Then I had to ride all the way to Picayune, Mississippi from New Orleans. That's like an hour ride.
Mm-hmm.
Sleeping. It was hard. It was hard.
So what'd you do? You got some other guy to drive?
Oh, yeah. Well, at first, they thought I was playing when I'm like going or hitting the lines on the road
mm-hmm.
and the tire going dizzing. I said, man, look, somebody better drive. Hell, you got it. Pops used to say, young blood. I said, yeah. You must have went out and heard that band that night, huh? Goddamn boy, that band don't kill you. I said, it look like it don't kill all of us in there. You in this car too. So eventually, my uncles were riding with me, so I let him drive. And I would take my little 73 Omega, put the front seat down, me in the back seat down, and I sleep. So the first one I pick up would be my uncle. And I let him pick up the rest of the fella. And I don't know who he picking up, because I'm in the back sleeping.
Right.
You know, wake me up when we get to work.
Mm-hmm.
Get the pick of you and miss it. I used to get up, but when I found out I'm getting out, then they got safety meeting, man, I'm going to sleep. Call me after the safety meeting over with. And then,
sorry, because you're working on a construction site.
Yeah. I was cement finishing.
Mm-hmm.
And after that, while we working, I'll be so sleepy that Friday. All I could do is they send me to the shed to get something. I take some of my lunch with me. Eat that, so when lunchtime come, I ate all my lunch. So I get a wheelbarrow, wash it out, and that's what I go to sleep in.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing. And on Fridays, that must have meant that you were going on Thursdays to the glass house.
Yeah, Thursday. I go on Thursday, so Friday morning,
mm-hmm.
I'm too pooped to pop.
That's right.
I can't do nothing.
And they, so, and here, this film in 82, they were saying the Dirty Dozen was playing on Mondays. And then maybe did they move it to Thursdays at some point?
That's when the Rebirth took over.
When the Rebirth took over on Thursdays, right.
Yeah, but Mondays.
Mm-hmm.
Monday was a rough one. Let me tell you about that one. I was cutting grass. And then I was cutting with my daddy. And I'll be, he'll come and pick me up and blow, bum, 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 bum. I would flow as my last day coming out the house. I'd just be getting up. Mm-hmm. I stick my head out the window. All right, I'm coming and putting on my shoe. Guess what? Just got up. So I'd be putting on my clothes. Didn't have time to eat. Get in the truck, sleeping. One time my daddy made me walk from West Esplanade. He fired me.
Because you were so sleepy?
Yeah. The Tuesday, I wasn't worth nothing. I wasn't worth nothing on a Tuesday. And, he got tired. He said, you know what? Just get out my truck. Because he came back and found me sleeping. What you done? I said, I'm sleeping. Not in my truck. Get out. You can go home. Mm-hmm. So I got mad. I walked from West Esplanade all the way to Gentilly. Yeah, it was a long walk, a good walk. And then next Monday, I was doing the same thing. Back at the glass house with the dozen.
Oh, and they said it cost $1 to get in, huh?
A dollar. Got $1. I had $1 with my name on it.
Sometime in pennies, you said, huh?
Sometime in pennies.
Yeah.
You know, as long as I get there, I'm good.
Yeah.
And then what I liked about it, whoever didn't have no money to get in, you pay their way. Mm-hmm. Had this cat, Tom, come from way downtown, high roller Tom. Oh, I ain't got no money, but I'm going to get in there. Yeah, Tom, we got you. Come on in. Mm-hmm. You know, but the glass house, it just was a big family. Everybody know who coming. If you didn't show up, somebody going to ask about you. You know what? Fa-ya-ya. What is him? Who is that, man? I don't know. Oh, man, you know your boy who was dancing with you. Oh, that's him. Oh, yeah. Man, I seen him on a bike going that way. Mm-hmm. Oh, there you go right there. He done popped up, mm-hmm. You know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's kind of how people talk about Second Line parades, too, right? Kind of like a family reunion.
Yeah, it's a family.
Yeah.
These people here, you're going to see every Monday. Mm-hmm. Every Monday, the band playing, they're going to be there.
Mm-hmm. And during those years, is it true that there wasn't always a Second Line parade every Sunday, right?
No, it wasn't. It wasn't.
So this kind of like, this you could count on
now
every
it's
week.
A blessing. Now. Mm-hmm. We got the month, the whole month, what, all the way up to Mardi Gras. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You got the whole month all the way up to Mardi Gras for?
Well, when it start, that's when it's going to end at. Because during Mardi Gras season, they need the police.
Right.
So you can't get no permit because everything booked.
Right.
But after Mardi Gras, we take our little break and we right back at it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. The other story I really love, because I've heard other people talk about this story, is the night the lights went out and you had your bike.
Oh, yeah. That's what the night the Rebirth was recording. And it was cold that night. No, it was raining. Mm-hmm. It was lightning and thunder. We had bad weather. And the lights went out. And they needed lights to record up in the glass house. So I'm like, hey,
they're recording an album or something?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And so I'm like, what? The band stopped. Oh, no, they're not. I said, man, they need light, Ralph. I said, they need light. What kind of light? A flashlight, anything. I said, hold up, open up the door. I got my motorbike, turned the lights on, and there was light.
Let there be light.
Let there be light.
And they kept
going. I said, that's good. They said, that's good enough for us. We could see. And they shot the, they went along with it.
Wow.
Yeah, that was good.
Wow. About what years do you think you started going to the glass house? Do you remember?
Let me see.
This was in 82. You said this might have been a little bit before.
I think I was probably 83. Mm-hmm. From 83.
All the way until it closed, until
it shut it down.
I wonder when that was.
I don't know.
I'll have to look into that.
I was trying to find out.
Yeah, we'll find out. But for probably over 10 years, right?
Oh, yeah. But like they say, everybody meet up right there at the glass house. And then, you know, the Dozen used to play at Wash and Ferret on Mondays. That was Monday or Tuesday? No, Sunday night. Mm-hmm. Sunday night. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Herbner. And we used to go in there in second line. Mm-hmm. So when you leave the second line, you go home, wine and dine, get ready for your second shift. Yep. Guys who've been out there told their girlfriend that they had something to go do, and she find out you got to go and wine and dine up to bring that temperature down so you could get out to go again.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah.
And then again on Monday, huh?
Yeah.
Wow. No wonder you were tired on Tuesday.
I was tired. Everywhere they had a band, I don't care what day of the week. It was, they used to call us the Four Horsemen. It was Mason, Gip, Duke, and me.
Were you all in Furious Five together?
Yeah. And when we come... Gip was the president, so we called him the big chief.
Okay.
So once we go, like, downtown or anybody dance, Gip got to go in the back. He was the shortest one. And it's like, you won't dance with Gip? Go get your big chief. We did something like the Indian.
Okay.
No, go get your big chief.
Okay.
Or you got to come to us. And... me, Mason, and Duke, they ain't really want to come to us. They'll try, but now, you know, they couldn't, they never succeed. And it's like, every time we'll go out, like when I would go somewhere there, where your gang? I was in the night wall. I said, oh, I left my gang on the other side of the track. But I'm coming down here, go get your gang or go get your big chief. You know, but since everybody know me back then and that, they would let me meet. You know, I go through the whole gang, no confusion, none of that.
And what would happen when you'd get one-on-one with one of those guys?
It wasn't no competition, because it pretty much, that's why I really slacked down in second line. I'm like, I'm up to the ultimate. I can't get no higher. I don't. If I can, I don't see it.
And how would that be determined? Would it be just between the two of you? You'd sort of acknowledge, like, okay, you've won. Or would, like, the crowd sort of...
The crowd. And then the person itself would say,
yeah,
you got me.
All right, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you got me.
I fold.
Yeah, and I tell him, man, look, you did good, bro. You know, don't worry about it. I say, I started at the bottom. But, you know, I say I'm at the top. Most people say I'm at the top, but I ain't feeling it. I say, when I master the moves, then, you know, I say the same that they say, I'm at the top. But long as you can master the moves and make you come up with your own move, it's just like a singer. He could sing, but he's singing everybody else's record. Make your own song.
Right, right.
Write your own song.
Right.
And like with me, I got my own move. And half of the move that the little guys and them be out there doing, they all watch it like that. I say, yeah, it's all right. And then I look at somebody else, tell him when I leave where he got that move from. You know, how that move came by. You know. Now, they had one move that had Disco and Rod used to do from out the night wall, that faint move, spin and fall back.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Yeah, you said they used to walk from the lower ninth ward to the glass house.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you had to get it in. You had to get it in.
Amazing.
Yeah, chicks jumping out the window.
That's right, yeah, you said she'd jump out the window.
Yeah, I had to get down there.
She must have been young then, huh?
Yeah, I got to get down there.
Wow.
15 years old, 16 years old.
Amazing.
Coming from way across town.
Amazing.
So you got the respect.
It must have
taken her hours. No, it ain't taking no hours. Probably take 1 hour. That's
it. To get down?
Yeah. It's just like when the second line used to be downtown, we leave from uptown, we walk. Mm-hmm. We used to walk and make it on time. Mm-hmm. I used to leave out of church because in my house, you had to go to church. All right, going to church, but I'm sitting by the door. You know, 11:45.
Uh-huh. Yep.
12 o'clock, I don't care where it's at. I'm there. Mm-hmm. If it's downtown, I make it at. Mm-hmm. Before they start, we know they're going to be about 20 minutes late. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hurry up and make it on there. Ride your bike. Mm-hmm. Park your bike. Lock it up, and you're gone. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Any other favorite memories from the Glass House?
Just getting there. You know, you be out there sitting, talking smack. You know, where y'all boys at? Don't worry about our boys. I'm here. You know? And what I really enjoyed was family orating. Mm-hmm. You know? Mm-hmm. Everybody respected each other. Mm-hmm. And I tell everybody, to have a good game, you have to have respect. Yeah. See, one time it was the Furious Five. We went down in the Sixth Ward by Papa Joe. Charlie Brown.
Was that Joe's Coast
Corner? Conda, mm-hmm. Yeah, we used to call it Papa Joe. Mm-hmm. Then it was Ruth Conda. Mm-hmm. But we went down there, and one of the guys out of our group, young guy, like I tell him, you have to teach the rules first. First thing first is rules. You have to listen. You have to respect the next person. What the chief said goes gold. And one time we went, like I said, in the Sixth Ward by Papa Joe. Sidewalk stepper, the rebirth party was hot in there. We were popping. And one of the guys pushed Charlie Brown, which was they president. You violated. So they were about to be altercation, so I stepped between them. I said, whoa, Charlie, by me always going down there. I said, bro, let me deal with him. I seen everything would happen. Just grant me that. So Charlie said, okay, cool. I told them, Mason, the guys in my, take him to the back. Hold him over there. And I went and I told Gip, which was our president, mm-hmm. what happened. Mm-hmm. Said, man, that man got to go back and apologize to this dude. You don't go to nobody's house disrespecting them. Mm-hmm. I said, number one, if you parade with us, you don't push nobody. We come to dance, have fun. That's something he need to know. Mm-hmm. Say, so come on with me. We going to talk to Charlie. When they talked to Charlie, we told Charlie, look, we going to bring him back over here because he need to apologize to you. This y'all house. Even if we wasn't in y'all house, this something we don't allow. Mm-hmm. I said, now, would you grant us that, you know, for us to get this yesterday? He said, yeah, cool. Went over there, I told him, say, bro, you need to pay the man an apology. I said, because what you done, I come back, I come through here every Friday faithfully. Ain't never had it out with nobody. Mm-hmm. And I'm not gonna let you mess that up. So you need to go over there and tell that man you're sorry. So come on, let's go. And so I talked to Gip and everybody. Mason, we brought him on. I said, Mason, that's your boy. You brought a man to the young man? Let's go over there. Mm-hmm. And so that's how YMO does it.
Yeah.
The 5th Division, when I was in the 5th Division,
yeah,
you know, that way second lining can go far.
Mm-hmm. And it reminds me of something you said earlier, which I really loved, that was about just love and joy. And like when you're out there in your zone and you're forgetting all your problems. And
all your problems, you leave them at home. Because mm-hmm. there are wolves out there. and they have some good dancing. You could go out there thinking about something else and not focus mm-hmm. on your move, not paying attention to what you're doing. It's like you don't know nothing. You might well just go on Canal Street and walk. You know, and that's another thing. They got a lot of people now walk at the second line. When we were second line, there wasn't no walking. You know one thing, put them tennis on, put your working shoes on, work call, you know. Mm-hmm. And but now they're a little more settled. Mm-hmm. You know, whatever, tomato, tomorrow, whatever, I'm out here. We was out there for a purpose. Mm-hmm. Second line, get it in. You know, meet friends as you go along. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Cool. Yeah, and you still got people out there that do that, but not everybody.
Right? Oh, not everybody.
Mm-mm. Yeah, maybe about half.
You think?
Maybe.
About a fourth.
A fourth? You think?
Yeah. Everybody ain't really rocking. They ain't really rocking.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I guess you're
look
right.
Look at that glass hole.
Yeah.
Nah, that's what you compare. Compare what you seeing in the glass hole. Mm-hmm. And compare to where you say you went at?
Mm-hmm. Celebration Hall.
And how many, what you seeing people doing at Celebration Hall?
Yeah, probably about...
Look at all them tables and chairs. Mm-hmm. You got a section here. Mm-hmm. You have a section here. And you have a section to the back. And you got the ball. Mm-hmm. So that's only one fourth on the dance floor. Mm-hmm. What you seeing in the glass hall?
Pretty much everybody.
From the table to the wall. Sweat running down the wall.
Totally,
huh?
Right? You said when you opened the door, steam would come off
steam,
your head.
Oh, steam, yeah. Yeah, when it's cold out there.
Yeah.
October, man, you open up the door, you sweating so much. Smoke just coming from you. You look like a cigarette. I'm telling you. It looked like a cigarette. Uh-huh. And then I had to get on a motorbike and ride all the way to the east. Mm-hmm. 30. Wind blowing at 20. Cold. Mm-hmm. And then we ride that by the water. Mm-hmm. You know? I was with a hood on. No coat. Mm-hmm. Wrapped up so tight. I used to wrap my leg around the motor on the motorbike and, like, my chest all on that. Once I get to the door, I'm shaking.
Uh-huh.
You know? So, back then, that was the bomb.
I think that's a good place to end. Mm-hmm. That's a good one to end on.